This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you heard from Dr. Octagon yet?
I heard from him earlier. I'm going to try to call him, see if we can get him a couple seconds early.
All right. This fights are coming out of Phuket, Thailand, the global leader in freak show fights. Dr. Octagon, Full Metal Dojo, FightCircus.tv, Instagram on X, and at FightCircus. Two-on-one, midgets, tire fights, blindfolded fights. But what you have to understand is they're not childish in the sense that they're not violent. They're incredibly violent. It's just this ridiculous nature of it all. Mm-hmm. The confetti's going off. There's bearded ladies. There's monkeys on unicycles. I mean, it's absurd. And then the fight starts. So you're talking about two guys who are good fighters and certainly by any street fighting standard would be formidable.
Sure.
But they're blindfolded and swinging as hard as they can to beat the piss out of each other. Now, you've got the Wheel of Violence, the multi-person brawls, the straight Muay Thai, but then Siamese boxing, musical chairs of death.
What the hell?
Wheelchair fights. So I don't know how you feel about this, depending on which side of the world you're sitting on in terms of morality. Is it worse to have a wheelchair fight, but you're not handicapped? Or is it worse to pay genuine people in a wheelchair to fight each other? See, you're conflicted.
Yeah.
You know?
It's a lot to soak up.
Somewhere, you know what it is. This is 2024. Somebody cries about it. You know what I mean? One side's like, how dare you? How dare you not use real handicaps? And then other side's like, how dare you mock handicaps? Like, you're like, I don't know.
You do have to wonder if there's a complaint option on the website and the ridiculous that they submit.
It's called get in the ring, buzzy.
But you know when people complain. That's the best stuff.
This is built for complaints. This is built to offend. This is built to make you go, God damn, that's how far it's going to go, is it? It is one of those things, as soon as I found it on Instagram, I was absolutely hypnotized by it. I mean, doom scrolling to the bottom of the very first video. The idea is it's better than anything anybody's produced in the United States in terms of true fighting entertainment.
Just popcorn entertainment. Like, so good.
Look what we want to see. We want to watch Mike Tyson punch Jake Paul out of a ring.
Yes.
Because and we haven't seen a turnout like this and a discussion like this for a boxing match in how long?
Yeah, I was going to say, because if I asked you what was the last great welterweight fight, you'd be like,
No, it's true, man. And even heavyweight stuff since Mayweather, I've been, you know.
Yeah.
And these guys have brought the entertainment back. Listen, we're watching for violence. We want to be entertained. But, sometimes stuff can become a little too pure, honestly.
Yeah.
Sometimes you got to change it up a little bit, and that's where Doc Octagon comes in.
Our next guest is one of the guiding forces behind the wildest fight promotions on the planet, Fight Circus. Based out of Thailand, they combine MMA and other fight disciplines with the biggest freak show ever to bring you everything from phone booth boxing, leg wrestling, and some of the craziest mismatched fights ever. And this Sunday, they present Fight Circus Volume 12 live from Thailand. Please welcome Dr. Octagon.
Welcome back, Doc. How are you?
Hey, hey, the reunion.
What is going on in your world, man? It gets weirder, more violent, more over the top. And I heard, and I don't know how far you can go with this, I heard you guys were rolling into Vegas.
We are definitely rolling into Vegas. So we're descending on Las Vegas in February of 2025.
This is going to be incredible. Well, listen, let's start with what we're going to get next. This Sunday night, you guys are back. You can see it on any of the streaming areas. You can go to fightcircus.tv. You can find it at Fight Circus. You just got to get to it. It's Fight Circus 12. You guys have brought it all back. Everything's back. Wheelchair fighting, tire fights, blindfolded, two-on-one midgets, multi-person, wheel of violence. All of it's coming back?
All of it's coming back. I think the only thing that... that may not happen is the Siamese twins, but besides that, everything is back.
So why not this? Because I'll be honest, that's one of my favorites. Because, and for those of you guys who don't understand, well, I'll let you explain it. What is Siamese fighting? What is the Siamese twins fighting?
Siamese twins is two human beings conjoined at the hip and shoulders and waist, which combines. Just picture a Siamese twin. Two Siamese twins boxing. It's right. Literally just two conjoined human beings.
You have one guy has a left, the other guy has a right, correct?
Exactly, yes. And so you basically have the same limbs, same amount of limbs, just two heads and four legs.
This is the stuff of just eating mushrooms and going, here's what we ought to do. Like, it is one of those things that, however this first started, however the very first Fight Circus came about in Thailand, wherever, whatever world you were in, whatever opium den you had been in for months, you have, it's mad genius business here. It really is fantastic. What was on the first card? Like, how did you start Fight Circus?
Oh, man, are you sure? Is this a PG show? Or
No, not really. But if I have to bleep you, I will. Try not to outwardly.
No. I won't cuss, but we actually started off on an adult streaming website.
Oh, there's no problem with that. Yeah, we can talk at will of this. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Come on, if you take a look at the product, you have to wonder how this thing was birthed. And probably when you get granular, you take a look at the inception, the birth of Fight Circus, then it was streaming on an adult streaming website.
Perfect. Listen, what else do men want? We want to watch a little violence, and then we're going to need some pornography in the downtime, and then we're going to watch a little more.
Absolutely.
Listen, so you ended up in Thailand putting all this together, and that's an interesting place. And I've been to Thailand 4 or 5 times over the years, and it is an interesting culture because they do love a good spectacle, man. It really is something there.
It is a product bred and raised in Thailand, and I don't think, honestly, I've seen the renditions that the Russians do. I've seen, the people that are inspired by our work that try it in other places, and it just doesn't have the same. Until Vegas, but it just doesn't have the same. It's not the same.
Wheelchair fighting.
Homogenized.
Nikki was wondering what musical chairs of death are.
Yes, please.
Musical chairs of doom. That's one of my favorite. I think that musical chairs of doom is. I mean, look, a lot of the things that we do at Fight Circus go back to things that we did when we were, some of them I can't say on, like I said, on air. But, like, we used to play musical chairs as kids, right?
Yeah.
And so, basically, we turn musical chairs into something a little bit more fun and violent.
Yeah. So when the music stops, you basically have to fight the guy for the chair.
Correct. If you don't have a chair, when the music stops and you're not sitting in a chair, be ready to fight.
Mm-hmm. Perfect.
What is on the wheel of violence?
The wheel of violence, depending on the participants, has a bunch of different fighting disciplines. So... human cockfighting, which would be kicking only. we'd have regular old boring MMA. That's what we call it.
Right.
boxing. And so you spin the wheel, face the deal, man. Whatever that wheel comes up, you're fighting in that discipline, and you do that for 3 rounds.
But what really brought you guys so much attention was the goddamn, and it's so simple and so fun, the phone booth fighting. It's just too strong, able-bodied, serious fighters, but in such a small environment that you can't, it's basically just you're throwing elbows, uppercuts and elbows.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, all of us come from, well, excuse me, most of us in Fight Circus come from a fighting lineage. John is a professional fighter. I come from fight camps, and we always call it fighting in a phone booth. Like when you get real close, I mean, it's just a boxing term. It's been around forever. And one day, John, I don't know what he was smoking, but he said, hey, we should literally fight in a phone booth. And we're like, that sounds amazing. And here we go. That's how it happened.
Now, some people suspect that you are John and John is Dr. Octagon. I don't know. I can't confirm.
I wish. Sometimes I wish, but yeah, no, we're not. We're not one and the same.
But John is the man not. We saw in the video where people were saying it's two kids trying to take drunk dad's keys, but it was the 2-on-1.
Yeah. That is probably excuse me. I'm not going to say probably. I will say that my research and my data shows me that's probably the most memed fight.
Of course.
I have. Yeah. And yet the 2 versus 1, John Nutt in a suit fighting 2 Thai breakdancers called Bank and No Money.
Damn it. I love
Bank and
so
No
much.
Money versus John Nutt. That just doesn't get any better than that.
And how tall is John Nutt? Would you say, is he 6'2"?
He's a big boy. He's 6'2", yeah. Yeah. 6'2".
And he, yeah. The video opens where he lays one of those guys out, and I honestly thought, that guy's not getting up. And surprisingly, dude, they do really well against him. I would have bet John Nutt all day long, money-wise. I would have absolutely taken that money.
Well, you know, it's interesting. As much as we love that video, it's the video that comes back to haunt us so many times because it is such an intense adrenaline rush, that fight, that the commissions actually show that to us. And they're like, hey, you're not doing this. And you're not doing this in our state. And we're like, yes, correct. Today, we're not going to do that in your state. We understand that. Yes, don't worry. We'll do pillow fighting here in Nevada, okay?
So tell me this, though, but what is their major, what is a major problem with that? Like, what is it that specifically they can't deal with on the 2-on-1?
They can't wrap their head around things that they don't understand. In certain states, they're, let's just say, what you would call purists.
That's awful.
I attend... Yeah, they're homogenized, right? Like, I want my milk raw. I like my cheese raw. I like my dairy raw. I like, you know,
yeah.
I like my fights raw.
That's right.
Unfiltered.
Yeah, no, and these are just guys who are trying to control. Ultimately, the reason they don't want to see guys like you and Fight Circus, you remember how hard they fought against original MMA. They tried to shut it out of every state because it threatened the system. They had all the money, right? Like, they controlled all the fights. They controlled who could fight, how you could fight, how you could get your license. And so anytime they see something that they didn't invent, I truly, and I'm not being cute, I really 100% know this to be true. I watch it happen in all forms. You know, when anybody new does something really original, the old guard always wants to shut it down. And that's why I think you guys are coming out of Thailand. And the online streaming stuff has been so successful. But when you hit Vegas, I'm not kidding. I'm flying out, man. Doc, that's no joke.
We might have to fly you out.
Brother.
You've been a great supporter, man, and we appreciate you very much. In fact, I was hoping that I would be able to get Matt Brown, Mark Coleman, John on this call. We've got, obviously, as you know, we've got a lot going on.
Yep.
In between this show, the show that we just did over in Malaysia. Now, crazy. Malaysia, it's a Muslim country. And trust me, Fight Circus in Muslim countries don't, it's just, yeah, that's oil and water, my friend.
Yeah, yeah, right.
We just did a show there.
Yeah, and these
oil and water.
So, listen, I do believe, especially you're running real danger running these fights because it is. I've traveled enough to know sometimes you got to know whose hand to shake, whose hand to fill. You got to know whose hand to avoid. It can get really weird in these situations, man.
Which females are actually females? Which ones?
Yeah. Last New Year's Eve, I spent.
There's a lot of things you got. A lot of. If you make it to the event. Making it to the event is part of the journey, you know, just getting there.
I spent New Year's Eve in Bangkok 1 year with my buddy China Joe, probably 4 years ago. And you know how it is in the red light district. The girls who come out, they do the show, right? Like, they're trying to draw everybody into the bars. And so, of course, we've been before, so we're laughing, having a good time. And everybody has, like, a trainee or a cross-dresser, kind of the MC of it all. So Joe, this beautiful girl, sits on his lap. We're outside drinking Singhas and having a laugh. And all of a sudden, my leg gets pretty heavy, and I'm like, oh, I drew the with balls card. I was like,
yeah, hey, oh, yeah, 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 lady. Lady, no, lady boy. and everywhere is the red light. If you haven't been to Thailand,
yeah,
the second you land, you're in the red light district.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
There's more condensed areas of red lights, but the whole place is a red. It's amazing. They're just not caught up. And that's why Fight Circus is so free, and the spirit of Fight Circus is so free, and it's so garage. It's grunge, and you know what I mean? It's like, it's Nirvana when they're playing in the garage, you know?
Indeed. Oh, no, so, first time I went to Thailand in 1997, I got to see my very first real Thai Muay Thai fight. And it was like nothing I'd ever seen in person in my life. MMA, nothing. Nothing could touch that. It was so over the top, and the guys weren't even big. Like, they weren't giant, but the repeated blows and the kicks and what you were watching over and over again, it was the most violent thing I'd ever witnessed at that point.
Yeah, it makes you wonder. You know, I'm an avid mixed martial artist myself, but there's a point where it ends for me. You know,
yeah.
Like, I'm like, okay, this is it's still just a hobby for me, fellas, and, you know.
Well,
It takes a different kind of human being, you know?
Yeah, so, well, if you're just joining the show, Fight Circus is this Sunday night, guys. You can find it. You can watch it streaming. You just got to start looking for it. Fight Circus out of Thailand.
If you go to the Fight Circus Instagram page, at Fight Circus, or another good way to watch this particular show is you go to Matt Brown's Instagram or Matt the Immortal. We'll have many different ways that you guys can watch it. It's a very underground. We've taken this, and it was happened to be part of my conversation with you. We were in Thailand with some big heavy hitters that were been filming us for the networks, guys.
Right.
That WWE Tough, making, you know, America's Next Top Model. I mean, amazing race, some big guys, and you were on the phone and you said, hey, make sure you don't homogenize, or I don't remember what it was, but don't overproduce this thing. So we've kept it extremely garage. We're getting ready to unveil some amazing stuff to the universe, but until then, it's kind of like one of those let's just say underground things where you'll find it if you look.
Well, it has to be that way. And the kind of guys that fight in this they're the best kind of weirdos, because they're good fighters, but I think they have a great sense of humor, right? Because there's nothing worse than a guy that takes himself too seriously. But when you end up in a blindfold fight, you know, A, you like to fight, and you're the kind of fighter that laughs about it, even though it hurts. But it's just something, there's a different kind of human being in there. And, you know.
Absolutely.
Dude, what's worse than the idea of getting punched when you can't see it coming?
That's one of my favorites. I have to say that. And I have to say that blindfold fighting is great, because you know that the threat is there. I mean, just wrap your mind around it. You know what I mean? Blindfold. Imagine yourself blindfolded in a ring with another professional fighter. That's he's not looking. He's not trying to hug you. Okay.
Yeah.
It's a different kind of hug.
And you just walk right into it. I mean, your arms aren't even up and just get dropped. And that's one of the things.
The commission doesn't like that.
No, I bet they don't. Again, because they can't control it. That's what makes Fight Circus so good, man. This Sunday night, what time does it fire up if we were on Central Standard Time?
TNT in a bottle. It's if you can go in and you can do your own little math. The show starts for us at 5:30 Thai time. So. You know.
Let me.
It's early in the morning for you. Yeah, the East Coast just depends on where you're at. 5:30 in the morning in Thailand, in Phuket, Thailand. So
you guys, you're fighting 5:30 a.m. in the morning?
No, 5:30. Excuse me, 5:30 p.m.
Okay.
In Phuket, Thailand.
P.m.
Sorry about that.
Thailand.
It's a.m.s. It's a.m.s. for the rest of us.
And Central Standard Time. No, I'm doing it right now here. So that'll be.
Yeah.
It's going to be super early in the morning, guys. We either need to stay up and stay drinking, or get up early, because I think it comes in at like 4:30 in the morning. So it'll.
Hey, let me tell you. One time we had 30,000 people on our stream, And the tick, I happened to be in L.A. when that one was going, Fight Circus 4. A ring broke. We had 30,000 people that stayed up to watch that stream all night. We're very, very appreciative of the support, and a lot of good things, big things are coming for Fight Circus, and we promise to keep it authentic and fun and lighthearted, no matter how much they try to control us.
It's going to be great, man. I can't wait to see the new one, man, and see what's new. You're welcome here anytime, Doc, and I can't wait. I will be going out to Vegas to watch you guys when you bring it to the States.
You got the VIP booth right next to Rampage, my man.
I appreciate you, brother. Thank you, man.
Right.
Thanks, Doc.
You guys, thank you guys for having us.
So good, dude. So good. I'm telling you, man. You really need to get Mike to go too. Like you need to go. You need to go. You need to go, Jake. Like this is. Can you imagine how much fun it would be to be in Vegas and go see this goddamn spectacle of dudes beating each other this badly?
And they all signed up for it.
But they're all have a great sense of humor about it. And I don't know if you've ever hung out with guys like that. You know, it's very much like Baron Corbin. Mm-hmm. You know, like guys who find it amusing and the pain is real, but it affects them differently. I've had a handful of friends over the years, and I'm, by the way, not one of them. Like, I don't find it amusing to get punched in the face.
Sure.
But I have friends that, like, they eat it like candy.
Yeah, there are dudes who, when they have pain, they smile a little, and then there are guys like me who call their mom.
Yeah, no, that's our old
somebody,
pal Ernie.
Somebody help me.
He'd get punched, and you'd see him smile, and you're like, oh, God damn it, here it goes.
he wipes his mouth and goes, now you gave me a reason.
Yeah, I know. And you're like, oh, man, I thought tonight was going to be boring. You know what I mean? Like, just short of getting a hard-on. Right? It's like, just into it. And not because you're mad, but because it's fun for some people, and those guys... You put in that kind of sense of humor and guys who don't take themselves super seriously, but do know that entertaining and entertainment with fighting go hand in hand.
Yeah.
There's nothing. Remember the original MMA fights were so boring, like the ones when the Gracies got in?
Mm-hmm.
Now, they are, without a doubt, the quintessential fighting family. That's not what I'm saying.
We get it. It's all technique.
But they would just take them to the ground, and they would just start to jiu-jitsu, like just start to Brazilian, just take their joints apart.
Yeah.
But all the entertainment value got sucked out. It was just, you know, one guy dominating another guy, and it was a very slow, like it didn't...
Skill to it.
You know, but then you'd get Tank Abbott, who would come in...
Throwing haymakers.
Oh, fat... But giant and super strong and bald and Tank Abbott come in, and he would.
Like tough man style. Yeah.
Yeah, old school man. So you got to remember, this is what you want. You want entertainment. Why are we all going to tune in to see Jake Paul and Mike Tyson? Mm-hmm. Because it's entertaining. That's where Fight Circus comes in. If you don't like it, I can't help you. We aren't the same kind of people.
Yeah, and on their Sunday night show, the reason they don't worry about times is if you go to fightcircus.tv, after it, if you want to watch it live, you can stay up and watch it, but it's on there. Forever, then you can click on it and start it and watch it at your leisure whenever you want to.
Oh, this is so good, and it's true. They're going to come at him, and they do, and they already have. They're trying to buy it.
Mm-hmm.
They want to control it. But what he can't do, and that's I remember our conversation. You can't give up 51. You got to hold 51. Like if they want to buy in, but they can't have a voice.
And it's they can't let them ruin it. It's like Damian Leone and the director of Terrifier.
You either hold on to it,
don't
or you
let
lose
them in.
It.
They'll ruin it.
Every single goddamn time.
Yeah.
Everybody wants to stick their finger in your pie.
And they're paying a board of people who are running their mouths, yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.